Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is part two of our discussion with innovative dentist and PhD researcher, Dr. Larry Lytle. He's author of Healing Light. He has, in part one, which you can go back and listen to if you haven't yet heard it, laid out the premise that dental distress syndrome, which is caused by tightening of the muscles, of which there are well over 100 in the jaws and neck, can influence normal signaling functions of the autonomic nervous system, often triggering a bewildering array of mental and physical problems. He is not unique in this belief. He's simply a pioneer in understanding this. There's a whole new generation of integrative dentists who take this into account when looking at problems that appear to be just restricted to the mouth, but may have pervasive influences throughout the body. And Dr. Lytle, you mentioned earlier there was a video that you want to make available, actually a DVD that you want to make available to listeners. What's the connection for that?
I wish they could all have it right now, but you can get it at 866-434-5959. Type in code 1010, and you will receive a DVD which will show you the pictures of what I'm talking about. Because you can also go on www.qlasers.com and get a lot of this information as well. That DVD is on that site as well, and you can play it there if you do not receive your own free DVD by calling that 866-434-5959. Type in code 1010.
Okay, so the website is www.2lasers.
Like M-O-P-Q.
Oh, M-O-P-Q.
Yeah, it's qlasers.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, qlasers. Qlasers.
Alphabetic number, yeah.
Got it. Okay. So www.qlasers.com is also a site where you can get some of this information and view the it's a very nice simulation of what the nerves look like in development and through manipulation of these different muscle groups. Okay. So so what do you do for this? I mean, this sounds like we set the stage for the problem.
Dr. Hoffman, let me explain one more issue, and then I'll tell you what I think is the best avenue to do something with it. When these muscles tighten up and the back teeth are shorter or they're missing or they're driven into the bone or they're crowned, and as the jaw as the muscles tighten up, the front teeth hit too soon, and they're on kind of a slope. The lower front teeth hit the upper slope of the upper front teeth, and the jaw is driven up and back. Now, that's called many of you know it as the TMJ joint, and that head of the condyle is driven up and back into the fossa that it operates in the skull. Now, in the backside of that fossa is the drainage of the arterial drainage from the brain. And the carotid vein comes down through right behind that condyle. And if that condyle is shoved up and back, now not only do you have a problem with blood supply going to the brain, you have a problem with blood supply coming out from the brain. And therefore, many times we're hearing more and more about cerebral vascular accidents, not stroke, but an accident where there's a vessel burst in the brain, or bursts and leaks into the voice system, or leaks into the eye where your eyes don't operate as well. Now, so these muscles that pull this jaw up and back, these muscles respond very quickly, Dr. Hoffman, to low-level laser therapy. That means that you can apply a Q laser to the bellies of these muscles, and within 30 seconds, the muscle will release.
So, to be clear, though, a lot of people, when they think of lasers, they think of a, like a slicing laser that burns at a very high temperature. You know, like I think the way that America first learned about the potential of lasers was in that movie Goldfinger in the 1960s when James Bond was tied down on that table and Auric Goldfinger was torturing him and the laser was searing the metal and it was approaching a certain part of James Bond's anatomy, and that wasn't good. And that probably wouldn't be too good if we did that inside a person's mouth.
That's why I like to call this healing light rather than a laser. So when you deal with the right amount of healing light, the right amount of energy, and this is very, very subtle energy, the type of laser that can cut things, like in the rest of medicine and in industry, is very high-powered lasers. We're talking about very subtle lasers, lasers that are, if your listener can think of in terms of the light bulb above them, and that is a 40-watt, 80-watt, 100-watt, whatever, we're talking about milliwatts. When we get a very low, low-level laser, it delivers electrons back to the cell of the body. Now, everybody remembers when they studied biology back in the 9th or 10th grade, that your body is made up of trillions and trillions of cells and multiple trillions of atoms. When these atoms, they have a positive charge and a negative charge. The positive charge is very stable unless you have an atomic bomb. The negative charge, according to all the greatest physicists of the world, the negative charge is elusive. It bounces off and leaves the positive charge as an ion. Now, that ion is acidic, and it also is oxidative. So by losing the electron, the atom becomes acidic and oxidative, and those are two of the things that happen in most all diseases, is that most all diseases are acidic and they're oxidative in nature. Obviously, we try to treat the symptoms of that by doing various different things with alternative and orthodox medicine. But the real treatment would be to put the electron back.
So it's a form of energetic medicine that's subtle that enables you to, in effect, alter in a subtle way the electronic pathways in the muscles.
Absolutely, and so what I've done with the laser system is I have patented a laser system that combines various types of low-level laser light, and the low-level laser light has the ability to transfer electrons, and by transferring the electrons, you can reduce the tight muscles in the neck. These muscles will relax in 30 seconds to a minute and allow blood flow to go back to the brain normally, even though you have not had any dentistry done, neuromuscular dentistry, the type that if you wanted to correct this dental-wise, you would have to have, anywhere from $50,000 to $80,000 worth of dentistry done and many, many hours in the dental chair and have to have a very specialized dentist do it. Not every dentist is knowledgeable about neuromuscular dentistry.
So does this entail a visit to a Q laser therapist or buying or obtaining a Q laser that for home self-administration?
That's the latter part is correct, Dr. Hoffman. This device is FDA cleared for over-the-counter sale for osteoarthritis for the people to correct their own osteoarthritis. It's also, it's a veterinary laser, so many people use it on their pets as well. Huh. But I've expanded the use of it to do many other things in the body, including release the tight dental muscles. When you release these tight muscles, and sometimes you need to release them twice a day, therefore it's not practical to find a medical doctor, a dentist, or a chiropractor that has a laser and say, well, release these muscles, because they'll tighten up again right after you eat, and they need to be released again. Mm-hmm. And so you by calling the number that I gave you, or go on www.qlasers.com, and there are distributors around the country that will be able to answer your question, and you can buy your own laser. They're not terribly expensive when it comes to compared to the rest of medicine. They're very, very inexpensive compared to regular medicine as you and I know it.
Now, what's interesting is these devices are actually approved by the FDA, which is actually very hard because the FDA is really, really tough on new devices. And so, you know, there's been a checkered history, I think, of introduction of new devices, innovative new devices, and then the FDA says, no, you can't use those because those aren't medically approved. They want to make sure they're safe. Well, we're sure that these are safe because it's cold laser. It's not something where you can burn yourself or damage your skin or damage your eyes. But then the question is the efficacy. And actually, I read a long time ago, they did a study on assembly line workers. I think it was at a GM plant who had carpal tunnel syndrome from repetitive stress injury from the vibration or the repetitive movement of their wrists and hands. And it actually seemed to work. The low-level laser where you don't really feel anything. I've had this done on myself, so in a way you're saying, gee, is this doing anything? You just see a light and you don't feel a burning of your skin or heating up. But it actually did seem to work in that trial. Am I correct that that's the origin of this?
Correct. In all instances, the Q laser device is FDA cleared for safety. It's actually what they call a class one device, which would be the same as the barcode checkout laser at your grocery stores.
Okay.
And the probe that you use along with the acupuncture type of therapy that they did on the carpal tunnel, that is the same classification as a laser pointer. It's not okay. Intended to be used in the eye, but it won't hurt the eye.
Right, okay.
So they're very, very safe. The carpal tunnel was one of the first devices to get FDA clearance for carpal tunnel. And then there's another company that got FDA clearance for myofascial pain of the shoulder. Then along came our company, the Q Laser Company, and we got FDA over-the-counter clearance. Now, carpal tunnel and myofascial pain of the shoulder, those lasers are used by professional people, chiropractors, medical doctors, and so forth. The Q laser is the first laser to get over-the-counter clearance, meaning that your listeners can buy the laser so that people can use them at home on their own symptoms, at their own convenience, in their own living room. And in order to get that, they need to call one of those numbers I gave you earlier or go to www.qlasers.com, and you will talk to a sales representative there that will tell you which one is best for your condition, because the lasers do differ, and as they differ, the fees differ a little bit. The cost of them differs. So you can find out what they will cost, but normally a latte a day, it will cover the laser for your own home use.
So for our listeners who are interested in this kind of evaluation, you know, say they want to know from a integrative dentist whether some of the physical symptoms that they have, not necessarily related to the mouth, may be related to some sort of dental imbalance. You know, in the past we talked about mercury toxicity is causing a lot of problems, but here we're talking about structural abnormalities of the jaw, which cause circulatory problems and nerve problems that have pervasive effects. What is there an association? Is there a type of? I mean, clearly they could come out and see you. You're seeing patients out there.
I don't practice anymore. I stopped practicing when I started making the lasers, Dr. Hoffman.
I see. Okay.
And I'm sorry to tell you that there is no specific organization anymore. When I started studying this work 60 years ago. There was an Academy of Physiologic Dentistry, and there were about 100 of we old-timers. And the younger dentists just decided to not keep that organization going. You're better off if the person really wants to know the nitty-gritty of what I'm talking about, you can get it through a book called The Dental Physician. And that Dental Physician book is a heavier reading book. It's a hard copy, written by Dr. L. Fonder, and it's written in medical and dental language, so a listener will have to kind of be up on language a little bit to know what they're talking about. But that book can be purchased by calling 605 791-6060 and just ask for the Dental Physician by L. Fonder.
Okay, and that may be of interest to some of our health professionals who want to know more about this. So the call to action on today's Intelligent Medicine is find out about the Q Laser system, and the website is www.qlaser or lasers.
Put an S on that. There's lasers.
Okay, great. And then for those who were want to get the DVD, 866-434-5959. And then when you you plug in code 1010, and you can receive the DVD, which is there a cost associated with the DVD?
No, that's one of my goals was, Dr. Hoffman, is to make a difference in humankind. I'm a young fella, just 79 years old now, and I have made a commitment to make a difference in humankind. And I have a PhD in nutrition, and I studied various types. I've accredited cosmetic dentistry, accredited laser dentist, and I did periodontal treatment. I did bone grafting. I did lots of different types of dentistry because I was in a smaller community of 40 or so thousand, and we didn't have specialists when I was beginning my practice. So I had to learn to do everything, and therefore I tried all those different things through medicine and alternative medicine, various vitamins and things of that nature. All of that does some good. But I can tell you right now, I've done more good in the last few years with my low-level laser to help people, help their health, than I did in all of my life, previous life put together.
Well, that's fascinating. So, I mean, really is a privilege to talk to you, who are really a pioneer in this field. The field of integrative dentistry, and it's an important concept. I think we have to keep it in mind that the stuff that's going on in the mouth is not confined to the mouth, that there are pervasive influences that crisscross the entire body and that can affect mood and physical problems. And I think you're truly a pioneer in pointing that out. So I want to thank you very much, Dr. Larry Lytle.
Yep. Another, if I've got a second here.
Sure, go ahead.
By putting electrons back at the atomic level of the cell and restoring oxygen back to the brain, we have done double-blind placebo-controlled studies showing that we can improve and enhance memory, retention, and learning by 30%. It's a whole other subject. If you are interested in that, call, and we'll talk about that someday.
Well, great. I mean, I think that's a very, very exciting prospect. Well, thanks very much for joining us, Dr. Larry Lytle, and congratulations on your exciting work, and we hope our listeners will find out more about it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.